With that, we are going to move on to number 11, hunting opportunities on state park lands. Heather Berg will be joining us virtually as well, I believe.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you, yes, and I believe we see your
Okay.
presentation as well. So go ahead and begin when you're ready.
Wonderful. Today, I'd like to highlight numerous opportunities on where you can hunt within state parks. Last year, we had numerous parks that had extended camping seasons, or sorry, hunting seasons that extended into the September and May seasons. And we offered PDF maps that showed where those hunting areas were. So here's one instance here. This is at Indian Creek in Repheim near Mobridge. And so this was a great start. It's a static map, so you weren't able to track where you physically were in the park, and it was limited to those few cases of extended seasons. And so this year we incorporated these detailed hunting areas into our existing interactive hunting map, and that's what I'd like to focus on today. So this is the South Dakota Public Hunting Atlas. It's very colorful. We have lots of public land opportunities within the state, and state parks is no exception. You will see over here on the legend, we've got various categories that are impacted by state parks. Some areas are closed year-round, and others are restricted to certain equipment. So some areas are firearm and archery, others are archery only, and then some areas are shotgun and archery only. And as you zoom in, these colored areas will appear on the map. So I've got a few that I'd like to highlight today. First one's going to be down here at Snake Creek near Platte. The majority of this park to the south is closed to hunting, but you can see a very large portion to the north that is open to archery, shotgun, and the rifle seasons. And another area is over near Watertown, Pelican Lake. Apologize for all my scrolling and moving around. Again, as you zoom in, all those additional color options will appear for our state parks. The campgrounds, any of our developed areas, are always closed to hunting, but the areas nearby, including our hiking trails, are open to those hunting opportunities. And in this case, again, we've got the full season rifle, archery, shotgun. And then in this portion over here that's predominantly utilized by horse trail riders, this portion is open to shotgun and archery during the extended season, so September to May. But if you click on this, you'll see that it's also open to rifle in that more traditional October to April season. So we felt like this is a very valuable tool to our hunters to see not only the park boundary of where you're able to hunt, but those more detailed areas on where the seasons might be open to more opportunities. There are a few cases where there are some hidden limitations, if you will, such as Newton Hills. We've had a few issues here already, so I did want to highlight this portion. Based on the legend, it does say it's allowed for shotgun and archery. And that is the case, but this is limited to turkey for shotgun and deer and turkey for archery. And again, if you click on these items, you will see first that there is a special restriction. And if you scroll through the extra pop-ups, you can also see that what I just mentioned, turkey and deer restrictions here. Pheasants are not allowed to be harvested in this state park. And so these opportunities in state parks have opened over 95,000 acres to our hunters. And just jump down here to Adams Homestead, a huge area, lovely area, some great trails, really a fantastic group down here. This one does require a special access permit. It's a free permit, but you do have to have that permit before you can partake in hunting in this area. Oh. What else? Oh, in addition to these hunting opportunities themselves, we also have our camping cabins and modern cabins and lodges where hunters can plan their trip and just stay in that lovely park throughout their trip. And with that, I will take any questions you guys may have.
Very good. Any questions for Heather? Comments? Real quick, Heather, are we able to track how many people are utilizing the maps?
We are collectively as the Hunting Atlas as a whole, not specifically the parks areas. But yes, the Atlas as a whole, it's a very high number. I feel like it's over 1 million every year. But I can get that for you afterwards.
Excellent. Very good. Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal here. Real quick, have most of these areas been open to hunting for years? Are some of them newer access areas?
The areas have been open to the traditional hunting of October to April for a very, very long time. I believe 2 years ago, we did open some certain areas to that extended season to September to May. But yes, no, absolutely. These areas have been open to hunting for a long time. We just haven't highlighted or promoted where specifically these areas are.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to use this map. It is very, very helpful because it's hard to navigate a paper map and try to figure out regulations in these smaller state park areas. So, good work.
Thank you, Commissioner Till. Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, just want to add a couple of things. So, a couple of years ago, we started the process of, reevaluating our parklands where we've allowed hunting for years in most of them. But where are some areas we could open up more hunting opportunities? And if you recall, we opened a little over 33,000 acres of property. We're going to annually reassess that. But what Heather provided today was kind of the next step. How do we get that information out to the actual hunters? How do we help them navigate that, find out where they can go, where they can't go, what the restrictions are? So this is just the kind of the culmination of that first effort. This spring, we're going to work with Director Kirschman and look at maybe some more areas we can open up, but also maybe where we could enhance our hunting opportunities with some habitat too.
Very good. Thank you, Director Van Meteren. Any additional comments or questions? Seeing none, Heather, thank you for the update. Good information.